is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Power of One. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Elvis Presley with Further Along, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. Father, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it. Oh,
first of all, we are not commissioned to win the whole world. And we cannot win the whole world. We're told to go to the whole world. We're told to preach to the whole world. But we're told specifically that they will not, that is, all of them will not believe, only the few. Are you a failure because most people don't believe you? Nah. They didn't believe Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pitiful. You remember when the prophet said, prayed to God and said, God, there's nobody here. Elijah prayed and said, God, there's nobody here but me that believes anymore. God said, oh no, I've reserved 7,000 that won't bow to Baal. I've reserved for myself 7,000. I don't know how many people lived in Israel back in those days. I've read historians' accounts. Some say maybe 500,000. Some say 800,000. Others just say 250,000. I don't know what it was, but I'll tell you one thing. Only 7,000 were reserved by God. Only 7,000 refused to bow to Baal. God said, you're not alone. Sometimes I get to thinking I'm all alone. Oh, I look in the mirror, oh, Tex, you're all alone. I said, wait, I've got a nice staff. I've got my wife, Wanda. I've got all these friends out that listen on the radio, and even if I didn't, what a fool I am for Noah, for not realizing God still has a remnant. He still has the few. I may not even know their names, but they're my brother and sister. They're out there somewhere, and it makes me feel good to know I'm not the only one. I've got help. Even if I had no help, I have God, and that's enough right there. One kingdom. Jesus said, you can't see the kingdom. It doesn't come by observation. The kingdom is within you. These men were mistaken in believing they could win the world and give it to Christ on the silver platter and say, happy birthday, year 2000, Jesus. Deceived men. His kingdom is already here. It's within you if you have Jesus Christ. Isn't that an astonishing thing to know? That right here on earth, the kingdom of God exists? Most people don't know that. They're working, most Christians today, evangelicals, are working to build a kingdom of Israel with Jerusalem as the world headquarters. A carnal, physical kingdom of the Jews in Israel. They don't even know that Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. But he did say in the Lord's Prayer for us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And when God's kingdom comes into your heart, his will be done in your life. And then all you have to do is do whatever he says. Do whatever he says. You know, at the marriage feast of Cana, what did Mary tell the workers there? This is Jesus, my son. Do whatever he says. Isn't that something? Do whatever he says. In the book of Revelation, it says those who are the believers, those who will wash their robes in white, they're the ones that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, they follow him. An amazing thing, isn't it? And those who trust in Jesus Christ shall inherit the kingdom. I once, when I was a young man, every young man wants to be masculine someday. Every young man wants to be, you know, not be a sissy. Wants to be, you know, you don't want to be a bully, but you want to, you know, you don't want to be run over by the kids too. And they like to do that sometime when you're a boy. And I read the Bible and I saw where Jesus says the meek shall inherit the earth. I thought, oh, I don't want to be meek. I interpreted that and my naivety as cowardliness. The cowards, the ones that don't want to fight, they're so meek. They're submissive. They'll inherit the earth. I thought, oh, my, I don't want to be a little coward. I don't want the kids to call me yellow-bellied. I don't want to be meek. But you see, I just didn't understand. Here's what that means. You need to have a meek spirit. You need to submit yourselves to God. There's the mystery answered. James said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's the meek person. The meek person is not a coward. He's a strong man or woman. He's a bold, courageous person. They told Joshua, boy, those people down there are big. They're giants in that land. And we felt like we were little grasshoppers, they said, when we saw them. We can't go down there and take that land. But they did. Listen to me, friends. You can possess whatever God wants you to have. Whatever spiritual treasures he's got stored up in advance for you, because he has prepared your life in advance. And he comes into you as the kingdom, and when thy kingdom come, thy will be done, it will be done. And I'm telling you, all of the police and FBI and CIA in the world cannot stop God's will from being done. Let me tell you why. There's only one master. We get back to the power of one. There's only one master. In fact, Jesus said it, no man can serve two masters. Once had a woman, she was a Hindu, and she converted to Christianity and worked in our ministry for a while. And she says, Tex, you know, do you call Jesus master? I said, it's okay to call him master. He is our master. We're his servants. He's also our friend, but he's our master. She says, well, you know, as a Hindu, I had a master. Every Hindu has a human being over them who is their master. And we have to bow on our knees before our master. And if our master is dead, we have to pray to his spirit. Really, I said. And she showed me this picture. It was a Hindu guru. He had the little spot on his forehead. And she said, this is Guru Sai Baba or something, whoever it was. She said, as a Hindu, I would put his picture on the wall. And I would set up candles. And I would turn on this music. All this warbly Hindu music. Indian. And I would get on my knees and I would pray to my master. Hindus then have millions of masters. Millions! But what did Jesus say? Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters. You'll hate one and love the other. You can't do it. And then there is only, friends, there is only one Father. I read a Christian book not too long ago. I looked at the cover inside, and the man said, I want to dedicate this to my father, my spiritual father, Pastor so-and-so. He was being nice to his father, his pastor, he thought. And I want to say, ooh, don't say that. There's only one Father. Call no man Father, save thy Father in heaven, said Jesus. Well, I can't tell you how many times when I was that young man, Protestant, but working in the chaplaincy in the Air Force as a young man of 18, 19, or 20. And what did the Catholics, when they came into the chapel, say to the Catholic priest? Good morning, Father. But Jesus says, don't call any man Father. And then the Catholics have the gall and the audacity to call their Pope the Holy Father. The Holy Father. I've listened to CNN News and Fox News, and even the newsmen say, well, the Holy Father in Rome today did such and such. What? These are heathen people, most of them, not even believers, and they're calling the Pope Holy Father. Well, it's all right for them to do so then, if that's their father. And I say that of every Catholic out there. If that's your father, Il Papa of Rome, then call him Father. It's okay. It's okay if you're of the devil. But once you've accepted Jesus Christ, you will know the truth, and it will set you free. There is only one Father, and you'll know it wasn't really okay at all. In fact, it's tragic. In fact, it is a terrible thing to give someone glory that belongs only to God. Don't call anyone Father, because there is only one Father, your Father in heaven. Get out your dollar bill, I'll show you something else that's wrong. Because there's only one cornerstone. And there you see in the pyramid, there's a capstone. But then maybe that's okay. Horus, or Osiris, the Egyptian god, the all-seeing eye, is the capstone of the Egyptian pyramid on our $1 bill. It's the obverse of the reverse side of the great seal. That's fate on the same side of the $1 bill, by the way, on the right side. The pyramid and the all-seeing eye of the Egyptian sun god is on the left side. Someday our capstone will come. The pyramid will be kept. Our great Messiah will come, say the New Agers and the occultists and the Masons and the Illuminati. They can have their capstone. I'll take my cornerstone. There's only one cornerstone. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Did you get that? You know what confounded means? Confused. Mixed up. Not understanding. Ignorant. Believe on the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, you will not be mixed up. Why? Because you won't be double-minded. You'll realize the power of one. But wait, I just received in the mail something from a man, and it's all printed up real nice. It's even got a big stamp on it with a six-pointed Jewish Star of David. And it's an excerpt from Strathmore's Who's Who. It says the Messiah has come. And his name's not Jesus. Oh, you think I'm kidding you, don't you, friends? I'm telling you. Right here it says, honoring Moshe ben Yosef. And according to this, and by the way, the man, this rabbi, wrote me this letter and he sent me this material, Rabbi Ben Yosef, he says, "Dear Mr. Mars, I want you to know that I am the Messiah. I have come." Isn't that interesting? A Jewish rabbi says he is going to be running, and he's already running ads in newspapers and magazines all over the world. He says, "The truth is out. The Messiah has now come." And he tells me, Tex Mars, educate yourself. Repent of belief in Jesus and educate yourself. Interesting, isn't it? And isn't it also a fulfillment of prophecy? Didn't Jesus say there would be many who would come and say, "I am He, I am Christ"? And Christ Jesus warned, "Believe them not." Here is a man who comes forth, a rabbi, and says, "I am the Messiah." And I think as we get on into these last days, more and more people, the David Koreshes of the world, the Moshiach ben Yosef, will say, "I am the Christ." Reverend Moon is already saying that. Sun Myung Moon, he says, "I am the Christ." He said, "Jesus failed in his mission, but God sent me. I am the Lord. Worship me," says Reverend Moon. Oh, friends, I know we're getting close to the end. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, "Worship me. I am the one." And now we have this Jewish rabbi declaring himself. He's even got himself in a Who's Who encyclopedia listed as the Messiah. But there is one mediator, one cornerstone, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hey, there's one spirit too. The power of one, that principle will tell you there is only one spirit. 1 John chapter 4 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God." Did you get that, friends? Oh, there may be angels, there may be devils, and there are, but there's only one Spirit of God. Know ye the Spirit of God. How? Hereby, he says, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wow. Now, a lot of people say, well, I believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Is that okay? Yes, but you've got to believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh as Emmanuel, as God with us. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, says that he was the Word. He was with God from the beginning. He is and was God. And Jesus is that Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And John said, and we beheld his glory like no other. So, that means then that the Spirit of God is only in those who will confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh as God. It's not enough to say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but he wasn't God. I mean, the Muslims will admit that. They believe in Jesus. They believe he's even coming again. They teach that Jesus is coming again.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.